Charles Darwin, in many ways, was born with an intellectual spoon in his mouth. He came, on the one hand, from the famous Wedgwood family. His grandfather was the founder of the Wedgwood dynasty of potters. His grandfather, on the other side, was Erasmus Darwin, who was a leading poet and a writer of evolutionary verse during the late 18th century. And growing up in Shrewsbury, as he did, he was exposed to all the currents of new thought during the 18th century. He was not that wonderful a schoolboy, and typically throughout his whole early life, he tended to do better at extracurricular activities than he did at school itself. He hated Latin and Greek, for example, but loved setting up a chemistry lab in his back garden with his brother. As his father said later on, he was very worried about what kind of career Darwin was going to have. He first of all was going to become a medical man and went up to Edinburgh. Then he went to Cambridge and was going to become a clergyman. Both of these careers for Darwin were in some sense looking for ways that he could pursue what was pretty clearly his real interest, which was studying nature. From a very young age, he was collecting stones. The earliest known portrait of him shows him holding a pot plant in his hand. And when he was in Edinburgh, he didn't pay too much attention to the medical lectures. He hated the sight of blood, but he loved walking along the Forth and seeing all the beautiful sea creatures and finding them there and working with local naturalists on those subjects. Similarly, when he went to Cambridge, he studied and did all right in his exams, but basically what he really loved was insect collecting, and he even published short descriptions of new insects under his own name at that time. So by the time that Darwin had had his formal education, he had had many advantages, but in many ways he was just forming himself as someone who had strong interests in natural history. And it's not too surprising that his mentors at Cambridge immediately thought of him when the possibility of a voyage around the world came up as an offer.